Amazon. Start today at the Torreway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 8th of November, Rabbi Marcus Sir Lawrence Schlitter. Soap is the month filler. This week's Torah is sponsored anonymously.
Topic we're going to discuss today is probably a little bit of preaching to the converted, as they say, because everyone here is davening, has obviously davened before this year, and has made Sofa Man Tfilah. But not everybody's like that, and I think it's important to go through the inyan of Zman Tfilah, the fact that Shachris, we'll talk about Shachris today, has a Zman, it has an earliest month and it has a latest month. And I think it's important to go through the Makoris for this to understand what this is all about. the topic of Sof Zman, Mincha and Maariv is a different topic completely. So we'll actually start with a connection to this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, where the Pasuk explains how the Shporuch brought destruction upon the city of Sodom. And it says, "V'Hashem himtir al Sodom." This is Bereishis Perek Yudtes Pasuk Chof Dalud onwards. Hashem Baruch Hu caused to rain down on Sodom, va'al amora gofris va'esh, sulfur and fire, me'es Hashem in Hashemayim, va'yapoich es ha'orim ha'el, and he turned over these cities, va'es kol ha'kikar, and the whole plain, the whole area, va'es kol yoshvei ha'orim v'tzemach ha'adoma, and all the people who dwelt there, and all the vegetation of the ground. Vatabit ishtoi mi'acharov, we know that Lot's wife looked behind, vatihinet siv melach, she turned into a pillar of salt. Then the pasuk says, vayashkem Avram baboike, Avram got up early in the morning, and amokem asher omad shom es pnei Hashem. And he went to the place where he had previously stood in front of Hashem to greet the face of Hashem. The pasuk says Avram Avinu got up early in the morning. So there's actually a number of gemaras, three gemaras that use this pasuk to learn three halachas from it. So one is a Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis, and this is talking about the din of kviyas mokum. How do you know that a person should be kviya mokum letfilasoi? You should daven in a regular place, which has two applications. One is to daven regularly in a particular shul rather than running from one shul to the other. And secondly, that within a shul, you should have a makom. You should have your makom where you daven, not to one day sit here, one day sit there. You should daven in the same place every day. So where do we know this from? So the pasuk, the Gemara brings this pasuk, Vayashkem Avram Baboike El Amokem Asher Omad Shom. He went back to the place where he had previously stood. Ve'ein Amida Ela Tefillah. The Gemara says Amida always refers to Tefillah. Shenama, as it says in the pasuk elsewhere, Vayamoid Pinchas Vayapalel. Pinchas stood up and he davened. So we know that the word vayamoid often has the connotation of tefillah. So here when it says Avraham Avinu got up early and he went to the place where he had stood, what that means is the place where he had davened. So he went back to the place where he had davened. We learn from there that you should be kaveh mokoyim letefilosoi. So we see one halach over here where we learn a din to do with tefillah from this pasuk. What does it say in this pasuk about Avraham Avinu? Vayashkim. He got up early. He didn't wait till the Sof Zman. He didn't wait till the last minute. He didn't daven after the Zman. Vayashkim, Avraham Avinu got up early. That's din number one. Din number two is in Usa Masechta Brachos, Daf Chavov Omid Beis. The Gemara there brings a machloikis, and then it brings a brisa that follows Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Chanina, and a brisa that follows Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. There's a machloikis there between the two regarding the source, the origin of tefillah. Is tefillah from the avos? Is tefillah keneged the korbanos? Yeah, we've got shachris, mincha, maariv. Is it that each one of the avos instituted one of those, or is it keneged the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says we have a brisa that follows Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina, and it says the following thing in the brisa. Avram tikein tefillah shachris. Avram was the one who instituted tefillah shachris. Shenema, as it says, same pasuk, vayashkem Avram bavoike al hamokem asher omad shom. And that's where we learn that Avram Avinu instituted tefillah shachris. Ve'in amida ela tefillah shenema vayamayit pinchas vayapala. So we know, says the Gemara again, that this pasuk is talking about tefillah. it attributes it to Avraham Avinu. So we see that Avraham Avinu was the one who instituted Shachris. So that is a raya, says the Gemara, for that opinion that says that the different tefillahs that we have were instituted by the others. Okay, that's the second din. Third din is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chof Ches Omid Beis. And the Gemara says, it's talking about the concept of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs. And it says that the Pasuk says, V'yoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Olosoy. On the eighth day, a person should do Bris Milah. Melameh Shekol Hayom Kosher Lemilah. But we learn from there that the entire day is Kosher Lemilah. It's not restricted that you can't do it after a certain time. The whole day is kosher to do Bris Milah. Elosh is Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs. But Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs, you should do it early as possible. Shneema vayashkim Avraham Aboike vayachavoish es chamoiroi. It's a different pasuk for the Akedah, but it also says Avraham Avinu vayashkim. And if you do a search on the computer, you type in vayashkim, you see throughout Tanakh how often vayashkim actually comes up. You'll see how many times when when our avos and different people in Tanakh had to get up and do something, it always vayashkim. Always got up early. It wasn't leave it to the last minute. It was always vayashkim. So we have three dinim over here, which teach us the inyan of tefillah, and they're all from psukim that mention the word vayashkem, and we see this idea of getting up early to daven. But let's go now specifically into the zmanim. So there's a famous Mishnah, Tefillas HaShachar in Brochus, and the Mishnah says, beginning of the perek there, Tefillas HaShachar ad chatzos. Some people don't go further than that, right? So they read that bit of the Mishnah, Tefillas HaShachar ad chatzos, right? Well, that's fine, so ad chatzos, no problem. It then continues, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad arba shoyz. Rabbi Yehuda paskins until 4 hours. And then it gives this manim of mincha, marif, which we're not discussing today. So there's a machlokes over here between Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the soif's man tefillah? Chachomim say ad chatzos, the middle of the day. And Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shoyz. Now, what is arba shoyz? What exactly is 4 hours? So we know, well known, there's big machlokes, how you measure the day, firstly. Okay, firstly, does the day start from nitz in the morning and go to shkia? Does it start with sunrise and go to sunset? Or does the day start with alois, which is sometime earlier than nitz, and does it finish with tseis, which is sometime later than shkia? So the day is either this long or the day is that long. Okay, you then, whatever the length of the day is, you then divide it into 12 sections. Each one of those sections is a shor zmanis, plural shor zmanios. And when we say 4 hours, 4 hours means four of those seasonal hours. And those hours will depend on the time of the year. So in the winter, the hour can be approximately 40, 45 minutes long. In the summer, it can be well over an hour long, well over 60 minutes long. And the pashas, according to most poiskim, is that 4 hours means four shoris zmanios. Not 4 hours of 60 minutes, four shoris zmanios. But there was a big machlekes, do you calculate from how do you start and end the day? So we call those zmanim the zman of the gro, although it predates the gro, but it's known as the zman of the gro. If you measure the day from nitz in the morning, sunrise till sunset till shkia, that's the das hagro. And the Magen Avraham measures from Alois, which is daybreak, so earlier, till Tseis, which is later than Shkia, so it's a longer period of time. He measures it that way, and then you divide it into 12, and that way you get the hours, and it's 4 times that. So you have to look on the Luach to see what is the Sois Man to feed the Magen Avraham, what is the Sois Man to feed the Gro. The Gro's Man is going to be later. Now, so that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbanon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is clearly, it's the Gemara paskins like that, like Rabbi Yehuda, 4 hours. Okay? Now, there is a Tosefta there in Brochus, Perek Gimel, that says the following thing. Kashem she nosno Torah kever likrois Shema, just as the Torah gave a fixed time for Kriya Shema, which we know is 3 hours into the day, kach nosnu chachomim kever letzvideh. Because the Torah says, "Uv'shochvacha uv'kumecha," with regard to Kriya Shema, when you go to sleep, when you lie down, and when you get up. So the zman for Kriya Shema is Do'oraisa. Not only is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Do'oraisa, but the zman for Kriya Shema is Do'oraisa. Chazal tell us, what does it mean? Uvkumecha, it means the first 3 hours of the day. The Sefer Tosefta, in the same way as the Torah fixed a zman for Kriya Shema, Chazal fixed the zman for Tefillah. Mipnei ma omru Tefillah Sashacha ad Chatzos. Why did they say Tefillah Sashacha ad Chatzos? That means the opinion of the Rabbanon. Shekein tomid shel shachar haya korev ad chatzos. Because the tomid shel shachar, the korban tomid in the Beis HaMikdash, was offered, could be offered until chatzos, although there were many sources that say that they never did that, it was always much earlier on, but they could have done it till chatzos. Therefore, since shacharis parallels the korban tomid in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it could be until chatzos. That is the opinion of Rabbanon. Rabbi Huda Oimer ad dalet shoyz, he says it's until 4 hours. Shekein tomid shel shachar korei v'hoylich ad dalet shoyz. Because again, he holds it parallel to the korban tomid, but he holds the korban tomid could only be until dalet shoyz, and therefore tefillah shacharis could only be until dalet shoyz. And then the Tosafta continues regarding mincha as well, and ma'ariv as well. Okay, so let's see the Gemara on that Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara says over there, Gemara asks the kasha. The Mishnah says that Shittas Rabbanon is that Shachris can be until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Uraminhu, we have a kasha over here, Stira. Mitzvasa im hane tzachamo, kedei sheyismech ke'ula l'tfila. We have a brisa that says that Kriya Shema, this man of Kriya Shema should be with Nates. That means just before Nates. So that you then daven immediately afterwards, and then you'll have smichas geula letzvila. We always have to juxtapose Kriya Shema, the Birkas Kriya Shema, the bracha at the end, Goal Yisrael, geula, and we make that right next to the Shemaina Esra. So you see from there that surely the zman of Shemaina Esra is at Nates, not Chatzos, which is much, much later on. The nimtzum is followed by yom. So it turns out that you say Shema just before Nates, you daven at Nates, and that's the zman for Shachris. So what does it mean that the zman for Shachris is until Chatzos? The Gemara seems to understand that as being a stira one against the other. So the Gemara answers famously, Ki tanya hahi levasikin. That brisa is for the vasikin. Vasikin means the people who are very makbid, and they get up very early, and they want to do it at the right time, and the optimum time. They daven Shemaina Esra at Nates. But that's the optimum time. There's still a time window of time frame within which you can daven. If you didn't daven in Nates, Rabbanan hold, that is until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin, how you go with my Yisraim, how Nates HaChamo. That the Vasikin, they concluded Shema with Nates so that they could daven Shemina Esra at Nates. Frek the Gemara, Kula Alma ad Chatzos Vesuloi. So that means everybody else. Then the latest time, Lefi Rabbanon, again, because the Gemara hasn't yet paskened according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is still analyzing Shittas Rabbanon. So it says, V'kula alma loy ad chatzois v'suloy. The Rabbanon hold, you can't daven beyond chatzois. V'ho'amar Rav Mori b'reid Rav Huni b'reid Rav Yemi Yabar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov aloy hispalal arvis mispalal b'shachris shtayin, shachris mispalal b'minchis shtayin. If a person made a mistake, and they forgot to daven Mariv, so it says they can daven Shachris twice, which we know is the din called Tashlumin. And if you didn't daven Shachris, then you can daven Mincha twice. And the Gemara understands that when you daven Mincha twice because you forgot Shachris, it's not as like a new din called Tashlumin. The Gemara understood that you're basically davening Shachris later on, at Mincha time. But you have to wait until Mincha time, when you're davening Mincha, and you're Oymed B'Tfila, so then you can make up the Shachris that you missed. But it's really, says the Gemara, kind of davening Shachris at Mincha time. It's not like a new din of Tashlumin, the Gemara understood, and according to some of the Mefarshim here. And therefore the Gemara thinks, look, you can daven Shachris in the afternoon. If you didn't daven Shachris in the morning, you can daven Shachris in the afternoon, as long as you daven it at the same time as Mincha, one after the other. So therefore the Gemara says, you see that Shachris can be much later on, it can be in the afternoon. If you didn't daven in the morning, it can be in the afternoon. So how can you say this man is ad chatzos? How can Rabban say this man is ad chatzos? Yeah, okay, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers the following. Kule yoyma metzalei v'ozil, ad chatzos yovilei schar tefillah bizmano, mikam ve'eilech schar tefillah yovilei, schar tefillah bizmano lo yovilei. Says the Gemara, there's a big chiluk. If you daven before Chatzos, according to Rabbanon, then you get Schar Tefillah and Schar Tefillah Bizmano. Two things. If you didn't daven before Chatzos, and you daven after Chatzos by davening Mincha twice, then you get Schar Tefillah, but you don't get Schar Tefillah Bizmano. That's what the Gemara says according to Rabbanon. So according to Rabbanon, you meant to daven before Chatzos. If you didn't, then you daven after Chatzos. At Mincha time, you daven twice. You don't get the Schar Tefillah Bizmano, but you do get the Schar of Tefillah. No, this is all kind of v'dievet, right? Vasikin definitely is the Chatchila according to everybody, right? Vasikin at Nitz is the Chatchila according to everybody. The Shaila is, if you didn't do that, what's the time frame that you've got the Soifma? Okay, now what does this actually mean? What's the difference between Tefillah, the Schar Tefillah, and Schar Tefillah Bizman? What exactly is that? Now obviously we can't have appreciation of what Schar actually means. We'll talk about Schar in Olam Haba. We have no Hasoga one way or the other. But I looked at many, many, many Svarim to try and find anyone who explains the Chiluk, and the only place that I found was a Sefer called Biurim Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim from Rabbi Yonason Steif. Rabbi Yonason Steif was a Rav in Hungary, and then afterwards he was in New York. He writes there in his Sefer on Brochus that the difference between the Schar Tefillah by itself and Tefillah Bizmano is the following. We know that Chazal tell us Unashalma Purim Swasenu, that we haven't got the base of Mikdash today and we can't bring korbanos, but we daven, and by davening our lips can substitute, our lips can make up for the Purim, for the bulls, for the offerings in the base of Mikdash. Unashalma Purim Swasenu, that our lips can make up for the lack of korbanos that we're unable to bring. So he says that if you daven in the Zman, so your tefillah corresponds to the korban, because the korban was obviously done within the Zman. And then you can get this idea on the Shama Horim Sfarsenu, that your tefillah will be considered like a korban. If you daven after the Zman, so then you don't have that. So you have the Schar Tefillah, but because it's not within the right Zman, and you're not doing it in the Zman when that korban was done, you therefore don't get that equivalence, that idea of the Shalma Parim Sfarsenu, that your tefillah is considered to be like a korban. That's the only pshat that I saw in the Svarim. I looked in many, many Svarim. If anyone knows of any other pshat on what this is, I'd like to know, but that's the only pshat that I could find. Okay. So, that's all regarding the Shitta of the Rabbanah. As I mentioned before, the Gemara Paskins on the Chof Ches, I think it is, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Halacha is that the Zman is 4 hours into the day. Whatever 4 hours works out to be, it's 4 hours into the day. And if you look at the Rambam, Hilchas Tefillah, Perigimu, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Tefillah Tashacha, Mitzvah Sashiyas Chulis Palel Im Honetzachama. The ideal, optimum mitzvah to the Hashacha is to daven so that your Shmeina Esra starts with Nitz. Right? Today Nitz was 7:05, so you start your davening before that, and you get to Shmeina Esra at 7:05. That is the ideal time to daven. With Zmano ad Soif Shor Revi'is, the Zman, says the Rambam, continues until the end of the fourth hour. Shehi Shlishis Hayom, which is the third of the day. The day is 12, so a third of 12 is 4 hours. V'im ovar, oito, if a person was oiver, that means he went against that, oito, or he made a mistake, v'hispalel acha arba ad chatzois hayom, and he davened after 4 hours, but it was still before chatzois, yotza yidei chivas tefillah, he is yotza the chiyuv of tefillah, aval lo yotza yidei chivas tefillah bizmano. So the Rambam has changed the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara's wording was the chiluk between schar tefillah bizmano and schar tefillah by itself. The Rambam seemingly interprets that as a chayva. There's a chiyuv. There's two different chiyuvim, because he talks about chayvas tefillah and chayvas tefillah bizmano. Says the Rambam, if you daven before 4 hours, within 4 hours, you're yotze chiyuv a tefillah and tefillah and the chiyuv a tefillah bizmano. And if you daven after 4 hours, you're to the chiyuv of tefillah, but not the chiyuv of tefillah Bizmano. He expresses it like that. Kashem, shekashem. He gives a reason. Shekashem, shetfila mitzvah min ha-Torah, kach mitzvah midivrehem, hispalel oiso bizmano. Just as mitzvah of tefillah is min ha-Torah, says the Rambam Shitta, tefillah is min ha-Torah, so too, Rabbanon made a mitzvah to daven within certain times, k'mo shetiknu lanu chachomim u'nevim, in accordance with what the chachomim were mesakein for us. Now, the question is, who are we paskening like? We're paskening like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, until when? 4 hours. So how can the Rambam, and it's not only the Rambam, the Rif and the Rosh and everybody else, say that if you didn't daven after 4 hours, but you davened before Chatzos, then you get some kind of mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Bizman. Where does that come from exactly? Because we never saw that in the Gemara, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We only saw it in the Gemara, in the opinion of the Rabbon. So the Beis Yosef explains that in order not to make a very wide machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, which would be that Rabbi Yehuda says only until 4 hours, and you can't daven at all afterwards. And Rabbanon would say until Chatzos, and if you didn't daven by Chatzos, you could daven later on in the day, just don't get the same schar. That would be a very widespread, very wide machlokes, very big gap between them, two extremes. So in order to minimize that, because whenever you have a machlokes tanoim, it's always the minimum machlokes, it's not the maximum machlokes. There's usually one notch, one stage between the two tanoim, not two differences between them. So therefore, since we see in the Gemara that the Rabbanon say you can daven until Chatzos, and if you didn't daven until Chatzos, you daven after Chatzos, but you don't get the same schar. So let's apply that now to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven until 4 hours. But if you didn't daven until 4 hours, but you did daven before Chatzos, then the same thing like Rabbanon said, the tzchar tefillah you get, but not the tzchar tefillah bizmano. Okay? So the same chiluk that Rabbanon made, which goes before Chatzos and after Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda makes the same chiluk regarding 4 hours. So before 4 hours, you get the tzchar tefillah and the tzchar tefillah bizmano. After 4 hours, but until Chatzos, latest, you get the schar tefillah, but not the schar tefillah bizman. And that's how the Beis Yosef learns, and others learn like that as well. So therefore, what comes out is, halacha lemaisa, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, a person has a chiyuv to daven by dalet shoyes. That's a chiyuv. One has to daven, as Rambam said, it's a takonas chachamim, you have to daven by dalet shoyes. If you didn't, then you can daven shachar still between 4 hours and Chatzos, but you don't get the schar of tefillah bizmano. So, a lot of people, it seems to be, look at this kind of a bit back to front. They look at it as kind of some kind of hiddul mitzvah. That people think that if you daven before 4 hours, that's a hiddul mitzvah, midas chasidus. And, you know, but really the zman is until Chatzos. Yeah, if you can, try and make it up. But it's not that. You see from the Gemara, you see from the Poskim, it's the other way around. The zman is ad Dalet Shoyes, that's the Zman. If somebody didn't daven before Dalet Shoyes, then they've still got until Chatzos, but they will not have the schar of Tefillah Bizmano, and they're over the Takonas Chachomim. It's a very important thing, people don't realize this. They're over Takonas Chachomim. The Rambam says clearly, there's a Takonas Chachomim to daven within the Zman. And therefore, if you don't daven within the Zman of Dalet Shoyes, you are over Takonas Chachomim. That's what it says.
It's better to give up minyan.
Oh, so this is a very common shayla that people ask, and Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, it's better to, he's talking about a situation where a person was in a minyan, where he thought they're going to make this man tefillah, that's why he was there, and then he realized that they're schlepping, right? Some chazan start schlepping, whatever it is, and it's going to go after the zman. Mishnah Berurah says, you should go outside, and daven b'yichidus, without the minyan, in order to make sure that you make the zman tefillah of Dalet Shoyes. I saw in the Sefer Isha Yisrael on Tefillah, he brings from a Sefer called the Leket HaKemach HaChodosh, who says, I'm not exactly sure who that is, but he says that you have until Chatzos. In other words, if you see that they're schlepping and it's going to go beyond Chatzos, then you should go and daven b'yichidus. But if it's still going to be within Chatzos, he says, then then you can still daven with a minyan. But the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah is very clear that if they're going to miss this Zman Tefillah of Dalud Shois, then you have to go and daven Yechidus. That's what he says. And if you can't go outside because it's just too difficult to do so, then he says you should daven there in the shul when everybody else is still not yet daven, but you should daven at that time. Now, I'd also like to point out another thing as well. A lot of people say that it's, and this is not critical in any way, Chas v'Shalom, it's not my job to criticize anybody, but a lot of people say it's like a Hasidish thing to daven later. People say that's a Hasidish thing to daven later. But if you look in the Sifrei Hasidus, that's not what they say. In the Sifrei Hasidus, the Ma'oi Vashomesh and others, they write very, very strongly against davening after the Zman. So one quote from the Ma'oi Vashomesh, the classic Hasidish Sefer in Parshas Nitzavim, and he says that V'oid mi t'nai ha'avoida ha'tzmima, the t'nai of proper avoid in Hashem, complete avoid of Hashem, Leval yafsiya ha'odom afidu k'chut ha'sara she'yavu al azhoras ha'Torah v'azhoras chazal. The person can't step over the warnings of the Torah and the warnings of Chazal. And he goes on and he says, v'anoshim ha'sheyas elohem k'heta, there are people who noyeg heta, levate al divrei ha'poiskim, to overlook the words of the poiskim, v'choshvam ki be'im lo yispallu bizmanom tfilosum yoysum u'ula chodoyme. So he says that some people think that if I daven later, it gives me more time for hachonas for tefillah. I can see it, I can say Tehillim before, I can learn before, and come to tefillah with a clearer head, and my davening will be much better. But it won't be so early, it will be after the Zman, after Dalud Shois. He says over there, he says, Avidosam ach shav v'hovel, or hevel. He says that it's wasted, it's useless, this type of thing. And he says that this is not the right way to be over to Hashem. The right way to be over to Hashem is to keep within what the halacha says. You might come along with a kasha and say, but yes, there were very great Hasidic rebbes who did daven very late after the Zman. That's ain lono esik for him. They have their own cheshbonos, and that's not for us. But they themselves write, many of those Hasidic rebbes who were noyeg like that, write, it was their hanhoga and it wasn't for everybody else. It wasn't for the Hamoini Am or anybody else to learn from that. They may have had some kind of cheshbonos, but that's not for us to even try and understand or explain, and definitely not to emulate. The halacha very clearly is ad dalud shois. After chatzos, says the Ramah, also lihispalo shachris. Ramah says in Simon Peites in Shulchan Aruch, ba'achal chatzos also lihispalo tefillah shachris. You can't daven shachris after chatzos. If you've missed it by mistake, or you're an oynes, then when it comes to mincha time, which is a half an hour after chatzos, then you daven mincha twice, and that will be your tashlumin.
Tefillin after chatzos, if you have to put on tefillin.
Yeah, tefillin is the whole day, tefillin until shkia. After shkia, there's an issa to put tefillin on, because it says that you might fall asleep, and then shema yapiach behind a person's body wouldn't be clean, so tefillin goes until shkia time. And Kriyishma, again, is a third, is 3 hours into the day. If you miss 3 hours into the day, you've missed the mitzvah of Kriyishma. But it says that you should still say Kriyishma, lekabel ol malchus shamayim, because there's an Indian, you have to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, not only because of the mitzvah of Kriyishma. So if a person missed this month of Kriyishma, and again, there's a different zmanim, but if you miss this month, a person should still say Kriyishma, lekabel ol malchus shamayim. Just to finish off a couple of points, the Kaf HaChaim writes that if a person missed Dalud Shois for Shachris, so we see that he's still got until Chatzos, but he shouldn't then leave it and say, well, I've missed this man anyway, so I'll put it off another hour, because I've got 2 hours now between now and Chatzos, so I'll put it off a bit more time. No, Zrizi Makdimin the Mitzvahs, and you still have to daven as quickly as, not quickly as possible, as soon as possible, even though you missed Dalud Shois, you shouldn't then wait any longer. Zrizi Makdimin the Mitzvahs, his lashon is kol hazoriz umaktim lavoy es boiroy harizet meshubach. The other point I wanted to mention is that when a person is traveling and you're going on an aeroplane, depending on which direction you're going, east or west, so then the zmanim obviously change, get earlier, get later. So a person has to be careful to work out, because sometimes before you leave, you can't daven yet; it's too early. And then when you go on the aeroplane, so then because of the direction of travel, the window that you have within which to daven is very, very short, because it gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So you have to carefully work it out that you have enough time to actually daven and not miss the Zman for Kriyat Shema and for Tefillah as well. Just to finish off with just two points, they say that Sir Yaakov Fischer, the Rav of Yerushalayim, so he was a Rav in Zichron Moshe, and Zichron Moshe has many minyanim at all times of the day and night. It's not always easy to work out whether it is Shachris or Mincha or Mariv. You can't always work it out what it is. But he was a Rav of the Shul, and it says that every day he used to come at Mincha time, for Mincha Gedoyla, and be Moshe, he would object against the last minyan that was taking place for Shachris. I don't know if it was the last minyan, but there was a minyan taking place for Shachris, and he would always object against that because he felt it was going over this man. It was going over this man. But it came to a point when he stopped being Moicha because basically he saw it wasn't making a difference, so he stopped objecting. Rebbe Eliashiv, in the Sefer Ashrei Ha'ish, the Psokim of Rebbe Eliashiv takes a very hardline kind of approach to this, and he says, you know, that if there's a place where there's going to be minyanim davening after this month, they should lock the Arna Kodesh, so obviously only going to help on Monday and Thursday. He said they should lock the Arna Kodesh because that will dissuade people from davening at that time because they will be able to have Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he writes. Now, whether we follow that, I'm not saying, but just interesting to point out, that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Thank you.